Hi everyone, you're welcome once again to the Wale Okilola podcast. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for liking, thank you for sharing, and for those who have followed me on Spotify and Apple Podcast, special appreciation to you. Thank you for making this work move forward. I celebrate you. We're about to have another wonderful time again today. You're welcome on board. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. Don't forget that you can listen to this podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Player.fm, and other podcast channels that you like. Please subscribe to this podcast if you have not subscribed or followed me on Spotify. Please follow me on Spotify. If you have not subscribed on Apple Podcasts, please subscribe. And if you have done that, please rate this show. By rating it, you make it even more visible to more people so that they can also be a part of the blessing that comes as a result of this podcast. Thank you. Please support us. We need your support to take this podcast to the next level. For support, please check the description at the top of this episode for how you can support this podcast. Thank you. The Bible says that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And why it will be perilous is because men shall become lovers of their own selves. And there is nothing actually wrong with self-love, but this self-love mentioned here is one that is at the detriment of their neighbors. They will love themselves more than they love God. They will be selfish. They will take only for themselves what should be shared among many. So yes, in the last days, men shall be lovers of themselves. They shall be covetous, boasters, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, no empathy, unsympathetic, false accusers, lying for a living, destroying another that they may look good, traitors, proud, lovers of pleasure, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, hypocrites. All of these and more are the vices that the Bible says will plague men in the last days. But the truth, actually, is that all of these things are not new. If we read through scriptures and throughout history, there are men who were all of the aforementioned and more. In the same way, there were people who, in the midst of all the wickedness and perverseness, stood out for righteousness unto God and without fault among their fellow men. There is nothing new under the sun. If there are vices in the world today, there have been vices in the world before. Even though what we have in the world today may be much more than how it was before, but they are not new. And in the midst of all of those vices, there were also men that stood up for righteousness and godliness in the midst of all the perverseness that was in the world at the time. If it is possible then, it is possible now. Speaking in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 through 14, Jesus said, "Ye are the salt of the earth." He went further to say, "Ye are the light of the world." You see, darkness actually is not really a thing. It is simply the absence of light. If there is so much darkness, it is just an indication that there is so less light. The problem we have in the world today is that everyone wants to conform. No one wants to do right. No one wants to stand out. Everyone wants to be a part of everything, every trend, every belief, every school of thought. And this is because no one wants to be criticized. No one wants to be termed odd. But the truth remains that you cannot shine as light by conforming. If evil is perpetrated where you are and you keep mute, you cannot be a light. God's call for us is to shine as light in the dark world and not to conform. Everyone is doing it doesn't make it right. I'm going to say that again. That everyone is doing something doesn't make it right. Joining them also doesn't make you wise. You are just a partaker of their folly. There's a particular set of people in the Bible called the Rechabites. When God wanted to make an example of men who will not conform to the evils and sins in their generation, he told the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 35 to go and call the Rechabites and serve them wine to drink in one of the chambers in the house of the Lord. Jeremiah did this and served them pots full of wine and gave them cups that they may get drunk. But the Bible says that they refused. They wouldn't drink wine. This is because of the instruction they have been given by their father not to ever drink wine, they and their children forever. God was really impressed and he proclaimed a blessing upon them. Not even the pressure from the popular prophet will make them do what they knew to be wrong. They stood out of the people. This was at a period when the people of Judah were rebelling against God, and God needed to make an example to them. God was able to choose the Rechabites as a symbol of standing out, as a symbol of obedience, as a symbol of right living and right doing. And even though they were tempted, they still stood firm on their belief. Now, you see, there are two levels of conformity with evil. We have the active and the passive conformity. Some people conform actively by participating in the evils of this world. They also do those things knowing that it is wrong: cheating, adultery, fornication, stealing, and the likes. They jump on every trend. When you check their media pages, there will be nothing edifying for you to see. And there are also those who are passively conforming. They do not necessarily do these things, but they do not see anything wrong in doing them or in those that are doing them, and hence do not speak against it, and they even applaud those that do them. None of this reveals the glory of God, whether actively or passively. That's whether you are actively conforming or passively conforming. None of them reveals the glory of God. It is not the will of God for us to conform. Just like Joseph in Egypt, and like Daniel and his three friends in Babylon, we must stand out in this dark world. We must shine as lights, true lights. Come out from among them. Be not unequally yoked with the evils in the world. There is no fellowship between righteousness and unrighteousness. Neither is there any agreement between light and darkness. Come out from among them and be separate. You are not called to conform, but to stand out. Your destiny is in standing out, not in conformity. You can't be different from them if you do the same thing that they do, if you say the same things that they say, if you sing the same songs that they sing, if you view the same things that they view, and if you think the same way that they think. Come out from among them and stand out. Don't be pressured by the world. Don't be pressured by trends. Don't be pressured by friends. Don't be pressured by the system. Don't be pressured by the world. Come out from among them. God has called you to be different. So, stand out. By standing out is how you fulfill your destiny. By standing out is how you become a person of repute. By standing out is how the glory of God becomes revealed in your life. Have you ever thought about why it seems as if you are lost? Why it seems as if you are just confused? You are lost in the world. You don't know your place in the world. The reason is because you are conforming. Come out from among them. Take time to sit down. Think within yourself. Pray. Ask the Lord, what does He want you to do in the world today? You cannot fulfill your destiny by following and jumping on every trend, by doing everything that every other person is doing, whether it is right or wrong. Some people just don't care. Whenever there is something, you know, trending, they just jump on it and they begin to do it. Whether it is good for them or not, they don't care. They just start doing it. When people start saying a particular thing, they just start saying it. When people start viewing a particular thing, they just start viewing it. Whether it is good for them or not, they don't care. There is no way you can fulfill your destiny living life that way. You need to stand out. In your class, stand out. In your workplace, stand out. In the place where you do your business, stand out. In your family, stand out. Stand for righteousness. Stand for godliness. Stand for right living and right thinking. Stand for the truth and what is right. Stand by your convictions. Follow the things that God has said to you. Stand out. Let your own ways be different so that your outcome can also be different. I believe you've been blessed by this episode. Your destiny is in standing out. If this has blessed you, please share it with your friends. Drop a comment and like also. If you have not subscribed, why? Please subscribe and rate this show so that it can be seen by even a larger audience. Thank you so much. If you want to reach out to me, you can reach out to me via my email address, olawalemike@gmail.com. Follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Threads, Wale Okelola, on all platforms. I look forward to seeing you again next week by the grace of God. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day.